from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, good Saturday morning. This is ordinarily when I would ridicule Ken Laird, because this summer has been an abomination of attendance by our fearless leader. But not sure where Ken is, but he did another great job leading the radio version of the radio telethon. Andy Hart is in for Ken. Good morning, Andy.
Hi.
So I have had the privilege of working since 2013 on the radio telethon in the morning, and I have had worked with Jason Wolf, worked with Joe Zarbano, who I love Joey, great guy, and they both did a very good job, laid the foundation, but nobody is better than Ken Laird at quietly orchestrating something, making it appear seamless when it is the very opposite. And Ken does an amazing job. He is the great lineman that you never talk about, unless they're
What's
not.
What's that? A lineman?
Yeah.
Patriots could use him then.
Maybe that's where he is. But anyway, so good job by Ken. I had a, just quickly, I've been inundated by the very fine people that listen to the morning show. Andy, my dog was in the ICU, Pudge, the Pudge man. He had emergency liver surgery on Thursday and was really touch and go. He's still in critical care at Angel Hospital, but got optimistic news that the blood pressure medication they were using, because his blood pressure was just not going up because he was just not well. They've decreased one of the medicines and it's getting better. So not out of the woods yet, but I am always humbled by the kindness and generosity of the donations, which were just under $4 million Tuesday and Wednesday for the radio telethon in support of the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Quick note on that, by the way. I know this is kind of all over the place, but did you know that half of all FDA-approved cancer treatments either originated or were perfected by the Dana-Farber?
Wow, I did not know that.
That is a staggering number. There are a lot of great cancer centers. There is 50 states. I don't know if you knew that. There's a lot of places. Wiggy just found out. But
and the math he used to get there was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. Figuring how many times it's sex you have a week and the math that went into that this week. Never miss the Greg Hill Show. I'm just telling you. You don't know whether Courtney's going to say Buenos Aires is good morning or Wiggy's going to think there's 21 days in a week. But either way, the generosity of the audience of the shows here to donate, and then the kindness of people who heard about Pudge that were just out of their way to be curious and caring and concerned.
Can you let me know when Pudge is fully recovered?
I will.
I have some jokes I'm going to leave in the holster right
Perfect.
Now until that point.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it's soon. And the other thing is, if I get a call this morning, I'm just going to run out. You and Braverman can,
100%.
Talk about fantasy football.
But completely appreciate that. I've told my kids you will see your father cry significantly when our aging 12-year-old black lab goes to the dog graveyard and whatever.
I
people don't. If you're not a dog person, I don't think people understand the connection between.
I never had a pet my whole life. So my mom, Maria Silvestro by birth, grew up in a house where her mom had like the full Italian, covered the couches, like no messes. If you eat outside the kitchen, you're sent to the gulag, that type of thing. So we never had a pet growing up. And I got Pudge 12 years ago. And I'm such an idiot. So we got him at this Great Dog Rescue New England in Harvard, Mass. And so he's in his little carrier. And I drive to Southie, and I remember it vividly because All Have Another was scratched from the Triple Crown race. And I had a great tweet, All Have Another had one too many, and it was just made my day. And I get home, and I'm reading my notifications on my phone like a loser. And Pudge just walks into our kitchen hallway, and he's maybe 5 pounds. Drops 3 pounds of poop, pees everywhere. I didn't even dawn on me that the hour-long ride from Harvard to Boston that I just got just... Anyway, so I was an idiot. The relationship you have with a dog is absolutely... There is nothing that can come close to it. I love my son more than anything in the world, but there is this genuine, unspoken loyalty, kindness, and unbelievable immediate elevating of your happiness and decreasing of your heart, of your blood pressure. It's unbelievable.
And that's not an opinion. That's fact. I mean, I've read some of those things where like people that have pets are healthier because of that. It's stability.
Right.
That's what I like. Your dog doesn't give a rat's ass whether you had a good day or a bad day with Wiggy or Greg
nope.
or whatever. Your dog's just like, hey, how's it going?
I can't tell you how much I miss seeing him when I walk up the stairs in my place. He's always there. But it is, there's just nothing like it. And the other thing is that it's like, there's a forced back to neutral when you have a dog. Like, you're never out of the house for too long. You have to go for a walk around the neighborhood. You're always, there's just a bond that is so amazing. And I actually, this week, so Monday, I was privileged to golf in a Kevin Stevens golf tournament down in Kingston, Mass. At Indian Pond Club.
Brag.
And my first ever golf outing, the guys that I was playing with thought it was Chris Curtis MMA. Boy, was that a misnomer.
Poor guys.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I lost a fight to myself. So anyway, but they do this great foundation. It's Power Forward, and they raise money to help people in early stages of recovery work with rescue dogs because... If you get to that stage of life where you're in rehab, where you likely have burned bridges all over the place, like that's what addiction does,
mm-hmm.
you have a responsibility and you have unconditional love and you have to go outside. And so like it forces you out of the house. It forces you basically, a dog is a forced way to speak to other humans because inevitably you're going to meet someone at the dog park. You're going to meet somebody walking around.
Right.
It's just, there is nothing better. You will never get me off of that. So that's off the top. But this week, I was shocked in such a good way, Thursday night, in the way in which I view it kind of like the presidential election, where there was a point where we thought it was just like it was over about a month ago. And then several things occurred. And right now it's, you know, looking like the other team's winning. Like when I was following the quarterback battle, I was just resigned to the fact that it was Jacoby Brissett. And what we got Thursday night required an awful, awful pass by Jacoby Brissett on third and goal. And then it required a Drake May that we haven't seen. And I woke up Friday morning. I don't know about you, Andy. I don't know how they don't go with Drake May now.
So, I mean, I can make an argument why you don't go with Drake May. Just, you know, the offensive line stinks. He's not quite ready, blah, blah. Like, but I'm ready to go Drake May. And you mentioned it. I think what's lost on people is the fact that I don't believe, actually, that Drake May just flat out won the job. I think Jacoby Brissett lost it. He's right. been terrible. The two preseason games, all of his awful, just awful. And the one interception on the goal line, which clearly kind of left a mark with Jerod Mayo, the way he talked about it. Like, you know, there's points on the board. Like, he took a very serious approach to that, even though it's just a preseason game against Eagles backups. And the next series, he tried to make a worse throw when he was wrapped around the leg and he just kind of chucked it over the middle. You could not have a more rookie moment from the 10-year veteran journeyman stability guy brought in to keep the seat warm guy. And that's where I've gone because so we did the postgame show, Six Rings postgame show Thursday night.
Right.
And we're getting sort of reactions, texts and call like, all the people that said Drake May struggled on the practice field, idiots. That's why I don't listen to the meat. No, he has. He has had his struggles on the practice field. I'm starting to think he is a very much game day, 11-on-11 athlete, competitor guy that the moment is where he gets his juice. And if you just ask him to do a drill over and over again, he kind of loses interest.
Or it could be the opposite where I am shocked by how young. I mean, I don't know whether it was just the post game. You know, obviously we've seen him draft night. We've seen him at training camp. But when you're sort of without the when you're in the pads, you look a little bigger. You look a little right. like it's like Tuca without the goalie gear. I saw him on Thursday night. He looked like he was in high school.
He's a kid.
I mean, I looked like I was in college when I was in high school, not in a good way. But like he is a kid. He sounds like a kid. And the way I perceive it, I haven't been at practice at all like you have. But I also could see it being you're trying to be perfect in practice because it's to impress your coaches. Whereas in the game, you're just trying to play.
Exactly. And I do think some of the footwork and the this and the that Alex Van Pelt and everybody's been trying to break into him, break the stallion a little bit. He's thinking in practice. And then I think when the game happens, Drake May from North Carolina, who knows he's one of the best athletes on the field and knows he has the arm and that the throw to Javon Baker,
best in completion I've seen in a preseason
right.
game.
You know what? It was Mahomesian. Remember the Super Bowl when everybody only talked about Mahomes' incompletions and the losing effort because the line was terrible?
Oh,
he had that
Bucks.
Like diving one where, and everybody's like, that was the great.
The one that hit Hill in the helmet may be the best incomplete pass
correct.
I've ever seen.
And now we're doing it because we have that kind of athlete who is going to do those types of things. And I just, from an entertainment value, we know the Patriots are going to stink, right? We can all just
yeah,
sit
not
there.
Very good.
Wherever you are, zero wins. For me, six wins. Like,
right.
That's probably the window somewhere in there. That's a bad football team. Entertain me. Give me hope. There is absolutely no reason other than Ken pays me to do so to watch the Patriots games if you play Jacoby Brissett.
None.
Literally no reason to watch the games. And I think Robert Kraft probably knows that. And I think start the process. But my biggest takeaway is I thought Jacoby Brissett was perfect for this job, this role, this seat warming. If you're going to throw a pass like that in the end zone, then no, we don't need you. Move along.
Well, and the other thing is, that is exactly what popped in my head. My first thought when I saw the interception was, is that Mac? And then my next thought was, what do you benefit in watching that play? So everybody says, right, the reason we start Brissett, it's nothing to do with talent. Nobody would say that, right? We've not heard a single person say that Jacoby Brissett is a more talented player than Drake May.
Right.
So if it's not talent, and it's just someone who can be an instructor that is going to take the right drop, that's going to do the first, his progressions are going to be accurate. So Drake May can visualize someone better than him at this offense doing his job. Not mm-hmm. going to have the same arm strength, not going to have the same upside. But what I've seen from Jacoby Brissett from the outside is a guy that hasn't thought this has been a battle. His interview in preseason game one, where he was just like laughing it up with Zoe and the McCourties and Burton. It's like, it didn't strike me that he thought he was in a competition.
Right.
He certainly hasn't played like he's been in one. So if I'm Robert Kraft, I sit back and I say, above all else, the business needs to be interesting. And if we are just going to be 3-14, we win a couple games the way we did last year with Mac against just an awful team with a backup quarterback. What are we building towards? At least with Drake May, and I swear, we're going to take your call, 617-779-7937. I honestly, get this text. I'm in here every day during the week. And this 508, and get May killed, and we'll be in the same boat that we had with Mac. First of all, that's wrong at every level. Mac's rookie year, you made the playoffs. Mac didn't get killed. He didn't have an offensive coordinator that helped him grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if Brissett is the quarterback, and it's that he's going to get killed, then Drake May's playing anyway. Why not build it where Drake May has the maximum amount of opportunity with the ones, and then you go from there? But the notion that Drake May can be ruined is just so there is no reference point by which to use.
That's why I've been saying, you know, I like to do quirky little phrases. You can't break a diamond. To me, all the quarterbacks that have been broken by playing, Mac Jones was breakable. That's why he broke.
Right.
It wasn't because you broke him.
Nope.
It was because he was inherently breakable. And we all talked about it early on, wound way too tight. He's the anti-Drake May. Drake May, I love how he's approached everything about this process from the draft to now. He's got that youthful... Gresh seems to not like it. Gresh seems to think he's like Tatum. He lacks the alpha killer instinct. I think it's the opposite. It's like, this is what I do. I'm a quarterback. I throw touchdown passes. When I flick the ball 45 yards, y'all can do backflips and dance. I expect to do it. Right. That's how I look at his approach to this.
Gresh's whole world has been warped with anger and resentment towards the organization about Belichick.
100%. Like, it changed everything about him.
I swear, if Bill Belichick was here and everything was the same with Drake May, he wouldn't be saying that at all. Like,
right.
I gave Shyam a hard time on the Greg Hill show about I actually sadly watch ACC football because of Boston College, and there was no moment for me with Drake May. You know, Matt Ryan had several moments, and while he isn't, you know, a champion, he was a MVP. Nobody would say the Falcons botched the Matt Ryan pick. I didn't have moments. But Mahomes didn't have moments. There are great quarterbacks that don't have moments. So that was something I needed to see. But in what I've seen thus far, what's the point of training camp if you don't win a job or lose it? Because Jacoby Brissett, you made the best point, lost the job.
Absolutely. And just it's not just the on-field throws. Watching all the practices, I've been at all but one, I think. So 14 of 15 or whatever the hell the number is, he's missing throws you can't miss, Jacoby Brissett. Like little, we got a guy open by 5 yards, and he's missed some of these in the games, but consistently missing what I thought he was here to do. Like, just take the easy ones. Like, make us look respectable for a few weeks. Steer the ship before we turn it over to the young captain. And there's just no there, to steal the famous phrase, for Jacoby Brissett. And the injury thing, okay. Could he get hurt, Drake May? Absolutely, he could get hurt at any point and any time. He can get hurt with the twos. He can get hurt with the ones. He can get hurt on the practice field. It's football. There, as Brady used to say, there's 100% injury rate. Drake May will be hurt at some point.
Of course.
But
Brady is really the anomaly to that.
But he had the ACL. He lived through the ACL year, so he got his dose of it. And if you're afraid of Vedarian Lowe, well, then I guess we're just putting Drake May on PUP, because you're not going to have a good left tackle this year. I can promise you nothing is changing. There will be no good left tackle at some point where you can say, OK, now it's Drake May's time. It's not happening.
And another reason I want Drake May to play is because he will highlight how awful their offseason was. That if you have Drake May in there and you're in games and he's able to make some good throws, but that stupid left tackle can't block worth a darn, then there will be more pressure. If Drake May plays, there are more eyeballs on this team, which is good for our business, and it's good for the Crafts business.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear from you, 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts about the QB battle? Are you all in on Drake May? Are we all wet about Jacoby Brissett? Join us. We'll get to your calls next, but first, here is Joe Braverman with What's Trending.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In that same answer, you kind of raised a hypothetical in regard to the starting quarterback position. And, you know, there was, you know, some ifs involved in regard to, you know, Drake potentially beating Jacoby out. Do you see this as being a competition between the two of them right now as to who is going to be, you know, the starting quarterback against Cincinnati?
I do. You know, we have 3 more days of training camp practices, and it's our job as coaches to evaluate. And the competition isn't over. They're still going to go out there and they have to show not only their, you know, themselves and the coaches, but also their teammates. So it's definitely still a competition.
God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell it.
You can tell everybody that Ken is off. Well deserved for once. Great job by Ken and the crew here. WEEI, Nesson Radio Telethon, now raised just under $75 million. And I'm going to say it 100 times because I need to. Because when I'm shocked by something, I listen to everything. I feel like everybody else needs to hear it. Half of all FDA-approved cancer treatments... Cancer therapies is the word that is used by oncologists, have been either originated or perfected by the doctors and researchers at the Dana-Farber. Half, one place. That is all the generosity of the men and women who listen to this show, listen to this radio station, that go out of their way every year in tough economic times. And I mentioned this on the show. I am the great beneficiary of this because a person in my life privately is fighting a terminal cancer, and they are doing well. They are living, as Courtney put it, they are living with cancer. They are not being defined by it because of the brilliant men and women who work there and the generous people that live in this region. It is by far and away the most generous philanthropic part of the world, and I am grateful for it every day. So Andy Hart is here. Good morning.
Hi.
We are talking about the Patriots' quarterback situation. Very interesting development. Not something we said very much of this training camp. We're going to get to your thoughts on that at 617-779-7937. Where are you on Jacoby Brissett, Drake May? Steve in the car kicks us off. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Great. Chris, I first want to commend you for being the great person in overcoming your demons and sharing it to the world to help other people do the same in their lives. And I do have to say that week that you spent as the host on the morning show was probably the best week I felt of the whole year. Better than anything, even with Greg Hill, who had been doing it for 30 years or whatever. That week, I thought, was the best orchestrated, the best, just the best moderator. I think you and Wiggy are the best part of that whole show.
Well, thank you, Steve. Greg is the man.
Really,
I love
that
him.
Whole week.
I appreciate that. What's up?
I'm not downgrading anybody. I'm just saying you did an excellent job.
Thank you, Steve.
And I think, I just want to say that. But as far as with the Patriots, the one thing I am astonished at, that with everything that we went through with Mac Jones, I can't believe their first primary focus to build up the line and get a better receiver, and for us to be in the same spot that we're in now, like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, thank you, Steve, for the kind words. I honestly cannot believe that, given everything, this is the line the Patriots. And it's not like there's been this huge number of injuries at camp. I mean, this is the offensive line that you have to protect the third pick or Jacoby Brissett.
Wait, don't you remember? Chukwuma Okorafor, he can play left tackle, even though he hasn't played it. In college, he played some. Or Caden Wallace. I know he was a right tackle at Penn State, but we think he's a left tackle. Remember those experiments that lasted, I believe, exactly 3 days each before they were both removed from the left tackle spot? And now we have Vedarian Lowe, who I always write this and never know whether it's a true shot or not when you call a guy a journeyman. Because I think in the actual trades, isn't journeyman a good thing? Like, you're working your way up towards being a master electrician or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a compliment, but I don't think it's a pejorative.
Like, it's the truth.
Right. A journeyman means that you've gotten a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
And you haven't stuck with any.
And you won't stick with this one. It is what it is, and we needed to understand this. It's part of why I pushed back. We have the most negative afternoon host in the world, in Adam Jones, who somewhere along the lines this offseason was like, Houston can turn it around in 1 year. The Patriots can, too. And I'm like, have you looked at the team? You have opportunities, but if you take a quarterback, it means you didn't take a tackle. And if you take a lineman next, it means you didn't take a there was only so many opportunities. And I know, yes, you could have signed Calvin Ridley, and yeah, he'd be better. He's not a true one. You weren't going to fill all your voids in one offseason. So you got the quarterback. We start there, right? We all watched Thursday.
Yes.
We're excited. And the thing I liked is all these people that poo-poo us, we're also excited. The Dan Orlovskys of the world, who at first glance said Drake May needs to sit for 2 years. Now he's like, reps are his friend. Get him out there. And he's doing these video breakdowns of how good he is and funny he is. Robert Griffin III. Recently fired, so I don't know what his analysis is worth, but played in the
league.
That's
what happens when you're conservative at ESPN.
He said, play the man. Oh, by the way, Robert Griffin III, whose career was derailed by an injury. So if anybody was going to be biased towards, like, protect the quarterback, he needs a line.
His best year was also his rookie year, so maybe he's biased in that regard.
Maybe, but he's like, play the man. You have an athlete. You have a leader. He injects excitement into his team and into the fan base. Like, this is what you need to do to compete. Everybody loves Drake May now, but we knew. It's why they're going to take the Campbell kid out of LSU. We can get boring now if you want.
Oh, God.
It's August. The left tackle out of LSU is the Patriots' pick next April. Like, I would put it in with Sharpie right now. He's considered a generational left tackle. He's like the big white kid who doesn't allow a sack and squats 600 pounds.
You want to Orlando Pace yourself here?
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
Brian Kelly is a Southern guy, so he's got the right coach down there.
But that's what they're going to do. And then the $150 million that people are going to bitch about, they don't spend, they don't do this. You know what they're going to use that on? T. Higgins or some receiver that's upset this coming offseason.
I have a question for the room. I don't usually wait to be called upon.
Yes.
So, did we know that Tyreek Hill was on the market before he was traded?
Was that
a talker nationally?
I don't think so.
Was it a talker?
Me personally, I did not know.
He wanted a contract.
Right.
But I don't think anybody really thought they were going to move on from him.
Right. Did we think Steph Diggs was on his way to Buffalo right before the Vikings did?
Yeah. He was more out there kind of a deal.
So, there are differing versions of this, but you don't know someone's on the market until you try to offer someone something for it.
Right.
And so to say that the Patriots, and you're not saying this, you're saying this is their approach, that they're going to one step at a time build this. The foundation is the quarterback. Now they need to protect the quarterback. Now they need to get weapons for the quarterback. The defense is already pretty good.
They could have gone the other way. Like, this isn't a philosophical discussion. I'm just telling you, they used their assets to get Drake May.
Right.
Not Joe Alt. Not Marvin Harrison. You can argue. We can go back and relitigate, as they say.
Oh, I was wrong on Harrison. I wanted him because I watched him at Ohio State. Okay. And in hindsight, I think they made the right decision.
And that's fine. And you could have gone Harrison and then played Jacoby Brissett for a year and taken Shedeur Sanders or the kid out of Georgia.
No, I like Drake May better than Shedeur Sanders. I think that they made the right choice at that position.
My
qualm is that you don't have to do this piecemeal. Like, you could go and... The last time the Patriots used a first-round pick on a quarterback, they dropped $250 million in free agency in 110 games. So,
and like one or two of the players was good.
Right. Well,
like that's the issue.
Right. But that doesn't, it doesn't preclude you from being successful. The 49ers gave up an entire draft for a quarterback at three who didn't even play a meaningful snap for the organization, and they've been in the Super Bowl and in the NFC Championship several years in a row. So you, there's many ways you can do this.
Yep.
And the Patriots... When Robert Kraft was humiliated, and Bill Belichick, by Tom Brady winning in Tampa,
yep,
all of a sudden the money was flowing like the salmon of Capistrano.
I don't know what that is.
That's from the Dumb and Dumber. Anyway, but either way, I don't understand how week one left tackle is Vedarian Lowe. Vedarian Lowe is a guy, remember when Billy Yates was an emergency lineman and Ron Borges called him Billy Yikes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a Monday night game against the Vikings in like 2006 and Ron Borges was losing his mind that how does an NFL team have Billy Yikes protecting Tom Brady?
And I think Billy Yikes was a better player than Vedarian Lowe.
Exactly. And so you're sitting here today and it's not like, oh my goodness, you know, Nate Solder has an illness or, you know, the Marcus Cannon's down and you have to put in Vedarian Lowe. That's your opening day left tackle, which quarterback, cornerback, defensive end receiver is fifth left tackle on that list of most important positions.
I mean, you can rank them in various ways, but they're in that
premium.
Same conversation. Yes.
So that's why I just I don't understand it. And but we got your calls lined up on Drake May and Jacoby Brissett at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Charlie in Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great start to the show. Love listening to you. But I think you don't plug Drake. As much as we love Drake May and we'll want to see him play, I wouldn't test him against the first six teams we got. It's a miserable lineup. You throw him in against the Jags in week seven, and then the off chance that Trevor Lawrence is injured and Mac Jones is in, you got a great storyline against the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Off the air, Andy was discussing how the team may want to have a opening day start, that some rumors are out there that they want to have Drake May get a pop there. We all know how much Robert Kraft loves the international series, so maybe that would be one that he would be intrigued by.
Yeah, no, there. I mean, I have circled all along initially the Dolphins game in week five because it's a home game coming off a 49ers likely beatdown.
And Tom Brady in the booth that game, according to the McCourties.
So I circled that, but now I don't remove week two, the Seahawks, which is a game a lot of people have circled as a potential. We need to get this win so we make sure we have a win at some point in the first, I don't know, 15 weeks of the season. At home, cheap pop. Certainly I know the Lightning affected it, but the opening kickoff the other night.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the number was. Had to have been in the single thousands, right? Like 8,000-9,000 people there.
Do you know what it looked like? The high school Super Bowl crowd.
Yeah. And that has to, again, I know there was lightning and some delayed gates and different things.
But there's been lightning around for a long time.
That's how I look at it. And that visual of Robert and Jonathan having to see that has to be alarming to them. Even though it's a preseason game, even though it's raining, like to see the stadium, that it used to be, preseason crowds are interesting because it's not the season ticket holder. It's the mailman. It's the mailman's kid. Now it's nobody. It's nobody that cares.
And speaking of the crafts. And do you think they sit back ever like, holy cow, it was all him?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I would if I were them. But
you not watch the Dynasty.
But no, not him. The other him. But,
he him.
Yeah, numero dose, or as Courtney would say, dose.
The guy who's just doing all kinds of weird things.
He is so weird.
Ruben.
God, is he
That's
weird,
your guy.
Right?
They're
taking pictures with Roger Goodell. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Maybe step out of the spotlight for just a second.
He is horned up for the spotlight like you would have never believed.
But I'm glad you can acknowledge that, even being the honk that you are.
Oh, my God. His dad said it on 60 Minutes. He said it's going to be. He's not worried about playing football. He's worried about what he is without it.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, who knows him better than his own dad? And it is bizarre. And then he's got his shirt off, and he's like, I'm showing the young kids. It's like, Mahomes has got a gut, and he's got three Super Bowls. I don't think he's really shaking in his boots.
I will say Brady looked good in that picture, better than he used to look when he, and I'm talking recently when he was still playing. He was softer. Now he's got, like, abs. He's a little more cut.
Well, I mean, I don't think he needs Ozempic, but I think he's using whatever they tested against in the NFL. Either way, when I ran into a guy in Southie this morning, and he was telling me he was at the game Thursday night and that there was a noticeable difference. He was with some friends from work. That the second May went into the game, it was like the place was alive.
Yep.
And I don't know how many people were there at that point, more people than at the kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
But that was sort of the feel with I know we laugh about it now, but Cam and Mac in the summer of 21, where it really was the second preseason game, I think, or maybe the third, right before Cam went to Atlanta and then got COVID and all that. But there was a Mac chant. There was a real push by the fan base, and Bill was really on an island with Cam Newton. I mean, the vast majority of the people covering practice, you could remember it, said that Mac was out playing Cam Newton. Anyway, and so all of those things coalesce for me where they can't wait very long, because if it's Jacoby Brissett against Geno Smith still with the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett, Geno Smith, 1 o'clock home opener after the Patriots lose 38-16 to the Bengals in week one.
Yeah.
What are we doing there?
Nobody and then, works harder than Cam does.
And then by Thursday of the next week, you could be 0-3 and it's not even the 20th of September. So what Thursday night did for me was actually say there's a chance we see May, and if we do, it's going to be somewhat interesting, which is the first preseason game I left that saying this is just going to be a slog all year.
Which in some ways I think makes others say, I wanted to see him against the Panthers. I wanted to see him sooner. These reps matter. Get him more ready, not less ready. But that's water under the bridge. The buzz factor is legit, and it's way more buzz than Mac ever had. And that's
really
personality. There's an aura to Drake May that Mac never had. Mac was awkward. Mac was goofy.
He'd already trademarked Mac 10 at this point.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there with Mac, whereas Drake May, you talked about the youthful energy that he has, how young he looks.
I mean, maybe I've just gotten old, which is true, but...
And then when you add in the athletic flair that Mac...
Hey.
Hey now. Hey,
I love how they have the family portrait on the field before it. It's like, it's such an aw shucks type of thing.
Well, because everybody made the comparison to the Gronkowskis on draft day, because the May athletic family, the whole thing. It's an aw shucksies version of the Gronkowskis,
right.
Not that
the
weird
Gronks
meat-heady.
Were sort of four locos.
Yeah, and meatheads and weights. And
right.
This is the quarterback version, I guess, of that.
The Gronks eat raw ground beef.
But the athletic flair that he brings, his ability. Like, just the simple, you could not have had an easy, Mac could have made the touchdown run. Anybody could have. You probably could have.
Let's not go crazy.
They fake the little read. Oh, the D-end bought. I'm pulling, and I'm just going to. But even he does that with a little bit of the LaDainian Tomlinson finger roll flair that I don't think Mac ever does.
But if he did, it felt douchey, and it felt forced.
Right, fake.
Remember when Mac did the Dougie, and it was like, shoot me in the head?
Yes, because Mac felt like a young quarterback who was really kind of old.
Yeah.
In his way. And maybe I blame Saban for that. Maybe that's who he's under.
No, but even Mac was the rare first-round quarterback whose own team called him a tennis brat. Like, it's not like that developed in the NFL. Right.
Very weird. Whereas Drake May has the air of the athletic young quarterback who played 7-on-7 and all his wide receivers love him because he has. And just the throw the other night that, again, we're getting all excited about an incompletion because it's all we have. It's where we've fallen to. We need incompletions.
As they say in The American President, when you're that thirsty, you go through the desert and you drink the sand.
Absolutely. So this sand that we were drinking had flair to it.
Let's go! Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah, there's Mac. And he steps up and he just has that little flick and we go, oh.
Right.
Oh, we have a quarterback that can do that now? That can step up, doesn't have to be on platform, square its feet, and, you know, step into the crow hop and just flick the ball 50 yards downfield. And some of it will be annoying. Just, I'm going to warn fans, careful what you wish for. Because you love the flair. The flair is going to be ugly pick sixes. I promise you there are ugly, oh, I'm stepping to the left, but there's a guy open over the middle. I'm just going to sidearm. oh, I didn't see that linebacker running down the field with the ball I just threw. It's coming.
Right.
But it'll be entertaining and
exactly.
fun and buzzy. And my biggest thing, it's forward-looking. It's future-looking. It's, okay, so he learned in this year when we suck, don't do that again. Don't right. throw that. The stove is hot. Don't touch the stove again. So that in 2 years, when he has Matt Campbell at left tackle from LSU, and when he has, here's my guy. Throw this out there. You'll sound smart in the morning show. Garrett Wilson. That's going to go south in New York. Garrett Wilson is the next in line of diva receivers who doesn't want to be where he wants to be and wants more money elsewhere. And we can screw the Jets by going to get Garrett Wilson. And when Drake May is throwing to Garrett Wilson while protected by Matt Campbell, everything will be right again.
Oh, I can't wait. And you know what?
Why did I become a homer?
I don't know. But the thing that what you were just describing about the pick six, which obviously will happen as Drake May learns, the reaction to the identical throw, the identical mistake by two different people will be stark. If Jacoby Brissett, that's why that pick was just so huge for me, where it's like he's doing exactly what you expect a rookie quarterback to make.
Right.
He's playing to show what to do. And to just throw that pick, the whole building felt deflated.
Yep.
Whereas if Drake May makes that mistake, he's not going to be killed by boos. It's going to be, oh, man, like, fix it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just such a different.
Absolutely. There's upside with Drake May. We know it's been proven over a decade there's no upside with Jacoby Brissett.
No.
None.
Jacoby Brissett has reached his ceiling. The ceiling is the roof, Joe Braverman. Write that down. We got you guys, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your calls on the Patriots QB battle on the eve of the season. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh. And there's a lonely day, no one here but me. Oh. More loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. Oh. I'll send them this SOS. Is this the same person that sings Roxanne?
Is Sting the leader of the Police?
I don't know. I always just remember, do you ever play the drinking game Roxanne?
No.
So in the song, every time they say Roxanne, you had to drink. Holy guacamole, was that a long night. I don't know who created it. Maybe it was just somebody just wanted to get me drunk off my ass. It wasn't very hard. But either way, this is the Ken and Curtis Show, absent the musical mind of Ken Laird.
It's 26 drinks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's funny how many times, and I started RO, it fills it. Roxanne is said in the song or whatever.
Really?
So you can search it immediately.
Look at that.
Computers really are awesome when they work.
But in a way, don't they suck? Because, like, we could have just had a half-hour debate without having an answer.
Then we could have had him play it, and then we could have tried to count it. And it took me 3 seconds while you were talking to get the number.
And that's why I think people are dumber. Not because I think people are more informed than ever. But there is something about working the brain to formulating a theory and testing it.
Right.
There's no longer that ability, that is no longer required a necessity in this society, because in a nanosecond you ask Siri and it's boom on your phone.
Which is why I think some of those games and things that if you actually play them without cheating, like what's it, the squares, that was so hot for a while.
Wordle?
No.
Sudoku?
No, it's a sports version where
Immaculate Grid.
Grid got so popular because like people love to do those types of things, just like pick their brain for ideas.
I do the spelling bee thing.
No.
Oh, it's awesome. They give you a bunch of letters. You have to use one, and then like every set of letters.
I just do Wordle. That's my thing. I feel like if you have too many of them now, I'm just wasting a crap ton of time.
Yeah, well, I usually just do it during the news. Great. I'm just kidding.
Poor Courtney.
I love Courtney. Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Good morning, Sorja. How are you?
Curtis and the great Andy Hart, how are you guys doing on this fine Saturday morning?
Great.
We are doing spectacular. How are you?
So a couple of quick points here. Curtis, I think you made such a great point, I think a couple of days ago, where you said that if this is a true quarterback competition, right, then Brissett should not be the presumed starter. He should have to fight for the job. And as a Pats fan, I'm telling you, I'm about to go to bed because I worked overnight, right? I'm going to bed saying Brissett should be the starter, and I wake up saying May should be the starter, because the thing is that you talk about the offensive line. It is a huge issue, and we don't know how these receivers are going to turn out, but the bottom line is that we took May at the number three pick for a reason, right? So we have to get him in there. And it's just funny, well, like you mentioned, the Orlovskys of the world. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where Cowherd said that Milton should be the QB1. But, yeah, I think we have to be patient. But I do like what I've been seeing from Mayo early on. I think the Carolina not getting May in enough snaps is not what you like to see, and it'll be really interesting to see what we see the third preseason game. And I would like to see May start week one because I think the interest in the Patriots kind of is at an all-time low, and I think May will be able to rejuvenate the franchise. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sorja. Yeah, the more I think about it, I don't believe they will start May week one. I think they're going to give Brissett an opportunity to lose the job or win it. But they, Jacoby Brissett, I believe, will be the starter against the Bengals in Cincinnati week one. Do you feel the same way?
Yes. I've opened the door further. I used to think there was only like a 10% chance that May had of starting the opener. I think it's probably upwards of 30-40% now.
And what will gauge that? Is it Sunday, the final preseason game against the Commanders?
Yeah, I'm going to take Gerard Mayo at his word that the next week of practice and preseason action matters. Now, the one thing we keep talking about down there, sort of in the media tent, all us jackasses sitting around watch, right. Are you going to put Drake May on the practice field?
Does Reese have a filthy mouth?
He does not. He does not. No, it's not one of those.
I'm kidding. Dale. Oof.
Are you going to put him on the practice field with the first offensive line? And more importantly to me, because I don't really care about the line as much, with Pop Douglas. Because he hasn't gotten reps with Pop Douglas. And Pop Douglas is the best opportunity a quarterback has on that field. He gets open quickly.
So you don't need the line.
Right. Like, boom, boom, the old Brady. I'm just, Bosa's coming. I'll just throw it to Edelman real quick. Right. And Pop Douglas offers that. And I would like to see how they click, if they have a rapport, if he can do that, if they can run quick slants and option routes and May hits them. Because if he can do that, that would be my next step towards, because that's the outlet, his athleticism and get rid of the ball quickly. And he has to trust somebody to get rid of the ball quickly. I don't know if he's going to trust a lot of the other receivers.
Question, I know maybe this is only interesting to me. Week one, is it Brissett May or is it Brissett Zappi?
May's the backup. If
the only reason I ask is that do they want to have Drake May begin like a clean, have his debut be week of practice, take over?
No, I mean, they've treated the two pairings of QBs very differently. It's Jacoby Brissett or Drake May are the one and the two. They do all these things together.
Then Zappi
and that's why even the first week, we didn't have to like it. But they gave the first stringer a series, the second stringer a series, get the hell out. You guys are our starting pair of quarterbacks. Now the bums can play for the rest of the game. That's how that played out.
Is Zappi going to go back through waivers, maybe go through the practice squad?
I'm not even sure they'd bring him back to the practice squad. I think he's insurance for the here and for the now, and then they'll move on from him. And if I'm him, it'd be a cold day in hell before I re-sign on the practice squad.
Right.
If I have any other opportunity, any one of the other 31s call, I'd be like that Kramer, sold, I'm on your team. You don't even have to tell me how much or when.
Right. So, yeah, that's interesting. I think you make some good points there. The Patriots conclude their preseason training camp. Preseason on Sunday, training camp ends this week. What's the last day? Thursday?
Well, training camp is over for fans. Media has today, tomorrow, Monday, I believe. So they're closed to fans, but open to the media.
So Monday will end the training. My goodness, it's already here. And then Sunday, big game. I think I do like the fact that there's now a bye week and there's only three preseason games. So that I do think the starters will play a decent amount in what was previously the final preseason game was
based. Starters.
Right. But do you think that Brissett's going to play?
We fixate on the starting offensive line. Vedarian Lowe played the first three quarters. He's your starting left tackle, and the last play that he played with May was him allowing a sack to get May killed in the back. Like, there's such a fine line between starters and backup on this team because they're not very talented on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, option B and C aren't good options either.
Well, you can call Caden Wallace a starter or a backup. You can call Chukwuma Okorafor a starter or a backup. You can call KJ Osborne a starter or a backup. I don't care.
Do you remember when we used to, at this time of the year, say, could they go undefeated?
Yes. Oh. I remember when this week, the Eagles coming to Foxborough was the Patriots going elsewhere in the past. It was like, oh my God, A.J. Brown's so good. Did you see Jalen Hurts? They have Saquon Barkley. I forgot they even had Saquon. The talent differential between the Eagles and the Patriots was just eye-opening.
It is wild. And I think that that is a Belichick landing spot if Sirianni doesn't close the deal.
Nick Sirianni, taller than I thought. Kind of a tall guy.
I don't know why it matters. I love therapy, and everybody knows that. But
it matters to you, Andy.
I have never seen someone so differently than how he cried at that set anthem. I've never been able to unsee.
Well, he's a weird dude. Emotional and, I think, douchey.
Yeah,
Frank, he rubs me the wrong way.
Well, that Frank Reich tree, I mean, if the tree doesn't grow, then do you really want to be an offshoot of it? Either way, we got your calls on the Patriots, 617-779-7937, as we are closing in on the final decision of the quarterback battle in Foxborough.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is this the same person that sings Roxanne?
Is Sting the leader of the Police?
I don't know. I always just remember, do you ever play the drinking game Roxanne?
No.
So in the song, every time they say Roxanne, you had to drink? Holy guacamole, was that a long night. I don't know who created it. Maybe it was just somebody just wanted to get me drunk off my ass. Wasn't very hard, but... either way, this is the Ken and Curtis Show, absent the musical mind of Ken Laird.
It's 26 drinks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's funny how many times, and I started R.O., it fills a... Roxanne is said in the song or whatever.
Really?
So you can search it immediately.
Look at that.
Computers really are awesome when they work.
But in a way, don't they suck? Because, like, we could have just had a half-hour debate without having an answer.
Then we could have had him play it, and then we could have tried to count it, and... it took me 3 seconds while you were talking to get the number.
And that's why I think people are dumber, not because I think people are more informed than ever, but there is something about working the brain to formulating a theory and testing it.
Right.
There's no longer that ability, that is no longer required a necessity in this society, because in a nanosecond you ask Siri and it's boom on your phone.
Which is why I think some of those games and things that if you actually play them without cheating, like what's it, the squares, the that every was so hot for a while.
Oh, Wordle?
No.
Sudoku?
No, it's a sports version where
Immaculate Grid.
Immaculate Grid got so popular because like people love to do those types of things, just like pick their brain for ideas.
I do the spelling bee thing?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. They give you a bunch of letters. You have to use one, and then like every set of letters.
I just do Wordle. That's my thing. I feel like if you have too many of them now, I'm just wasting a crap ton of time.
Yeah, well, I usually just do it during the news. Great, I'm just kidding.
Poor Courtney.
I love Courtney. Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Good morning, Sorja. How are you?
Curtis and the great Andy Hart, how are you guys doing on this fine Saturday morning?
Great.
We are doing spectacular. How are you?
So a couple of quick points here. Curtis, I think you made such a great point, I think a couple of days ago, where you said that if this is a true quarterback competition, right, then Brissett should not be the presumed starter. He should have to fight for the job. And as a Pats fan, I'm telling you, I'm about to go to bed because I worked overnight, right? I'm going to bed saying Brissett should be the starter, and I wake up saying May should be the starter. Because the thing is that you talk about the offensive line. It is a huge issue, and we don't know how these receivers are going to turn out. But the bottom line is that we took May at the number three pick for a reason, right? So we have to get him in there. And it's just funny, well, like you mentioned, the Orlovskys of the world. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where Cowherd said that Milton should be the QB1. But, yeah, I think we have to be patient. But I do like what I've been seeing from Mayo early on. I think the Carolina not getting May in enough snaps is not what you like to see, and it'll be really interesting to see what we see the third preseason game. And I would like to see May start week one because I think the interest in the Patriots kind of is at an all-time low, and I think May will be able to rejuvenate the franchise. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sorja. Yeah, the more I think about it, I don't believe they will start May week one. I think they're going to give Brissett an opportunity to lose the job or win it. But Jacoby Brissett, I believe, will be the starter against the Bengals in Cincinnati week one. Do you feel the same way?
Yes. I've opened the door further. I used to think there was only like a 10% chance that May had of starting the opener. I think it's probably upwards of 30-40% now.
And what will gauge that? Is it Sunday, the final preseason game against the Commanders?
Yeah, I'm going to take Gerard Mayo at his word that the next week of practice and preseason action matters. Now, the one thing we keep talking about down there, sort of in the media tent, all us jackasses sitting around watching, right, are you going to put Drake May on the practice field?
Does Reese have a filthy mouth?
He does not. He does not. No, it's not one of those.
I'm kidding. Dale. Oof.
Are you going to put him on the practice field with the first offensive line? And more importantly to me, because I don't really care about the line as much, with Pop Douglas. Because he hasn't gotten reps with Pop Douglas. And Pop Douglas is the best opportunity a quarterback has on that field. He gets open quickly.
So you don't need the line.
Right. Like, boom, boom, the old Brady. I'm just, Bosa's coming. I'll just throw it to Edelman real quick. Right. And Pop Douglas offers that. And I would like to see how they click, if they have a rapport, if he can do that, if they can run quick slants and option routes and May hits them. Because if he can do that, that would be my next step towards, because that's the outlet, his athleticism and get rid of the ball quickly. And he has to trust somebody to get rid of the ball quickly. I don't know if he's going to trust a lot of the other receivers.
Question, I know maybe this is only interesting to me. Week one, is it Brissett May or is it Brissett Zappi?
Oh, May. May's the backup. If
the only reason I ask is that do they want to have Drake May begin like a clean, have his debut be week of practice, take over?
No, I mean, they've treated the two pairings of QBs very differently. It's Jacoby Brissett or Drake May are the one and the two. They do all these things together.
Then Zappi
and Milton. That's why even the first week, we didn't have to like it. But they gave the first stringer a series, the second stringer a series, get the hell out. You guys are our starting pair of quarterbacks. Now the bums can play for the rest of the game. That's how that played out.
Is Zappi going to go back through waivers, maybe go through the practice squad?
I'm not even sure they'd bring him back to the practice squad. I think he's insurance for the here and for the now, and then they'll move on from him. And if I'm him, it'd be a cold day in hell before I re-sign on the practice squad.
Right.
If I have any other opportunity, any one of the other 31s call, I'd be like that Kramer, sold, I'm on your team. You don't even have to tell me how much or when.
Right. So, yeah, that's interesting. I think you make some good points there. The Patriots conclude their preseason training camp. Preseason on Sunday. Training camp ends this week. What's the last day? Thursday?
Well, training camp is over for fans. Media has today, tomorrow, Monday, I believe. So they're closed to fans but open to the media.
So Monday will end the training. My goodness, it's already here. And then Sunday, big game. I think I do like the fact that there's now a bye week and there's only three preseason games, so that I do think the starters will play a decent amount in what was previously the final preseason game was
based. Starters.
Right, but do you think that Brissett's going to play?
We fixate on the starting offensive line. Vedarian Lowe played the first three quarters. He's your starting left tackle, and the last play that he played with May was him allowing a sack to get May killed in the back. Like, there's such a fine line between starters and backup on this team because they're not very talented on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, option B and C aren't good options either.
Well, you can call Caden Wallace a starter or a backup. You can call Chukwuma Okorafor a starter or a backup. You can call KJ Osborne a starter or a backup. I don't care.
Do you remember when we used to, at this time of the year, say, could they go undefeated?
Yes. Oh. I remember when this week, the Eagles coming to Foxborough was the Patriots going elsewhere in the past. It was like, oh my God, A.J. Brown's so good. Did you see Jalen Hurts? They have Saquon Barkley. I forgot they even had Saquon. The talent differential between the Eagles and the Patriots was just eye-opening.
It is wild. And I think that that is a Belichick landing spot if Sirianni doesn't close the deal.
Nick Sirianni, taller than I thought. Kind of a tall guy.
I don't know why it matters. I love therapy, and everybody knows that. But
it matters to you, Andy.
I have never seen someone so differently than how he cried at that anthem. I've never been able to unsee.
Well, he's a weird dude. Emotional and, I think, douchey.
Yeah,
Frank, he rubs me the wrong way.
Well, that Frank Reich tree, I mean, if the tree doesn't grow, then do you really want to be an offshoot of it? Either way, we got your calls on the Patriots, 617-779-7937, as we are closing in on the final decision of the quarterback battle in Foxborough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.